Welcome to True Future, a podcast about getting ahead by getting out of your head. Literally.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hope you're having a great week.
Yeah.
This is Kai Clay and my daughter,
Sarah Clay.
That's right. Founders of Spiritual Mind Center in New York. You're listening to True Future Podcast, the show that brings you family-friendly wisdom, empowerment, metaphysical path to spiritual growth, and success both in real time and from the eternal.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. We hope you're having a great week.
Yeah.
So, what are we up to?
We are up to making another episode. We're also planning to have lots of fun this week.
Oh yeah? What are we going to be doing that's going to be so much fun?
We don't know yet, but we will have tons of fun.
Does anybody know?
I don't think so.
That's right. Well, we're really happy to have you here. We are very grateful you are continuing to follow our podcast, and we really appreciate all the positive reviews. So if you haven't had a moment, please stop, take a moment, and just give us a review. We would really appreciate it because it makes this worth doing and helps us grow, right?
And also you can go to our YouTube channel and also watch our YouTube videos.
That's right.
And subscribe, like, and click the bell so you know when we post.
What is it that you're going to talk with Bahlon about today?
Friends.
Wow, that's a great subject. And what is the reason that you've received so many questions from our listeners about friends?
Well, some people ask what type of friends they are, what friends do.
That's right. And how do you feel about friends?
I think friends are really important.
That's great. Well, then this episode's going to be really important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you again, and we will see you
in the end. Bahlon.
How are you?
I'm good.
We are happy to hear you are good. How may we help?
I have a question.
Okay.
My question is, why do we make friends?
Question is one that is helpful for understanding the nature of why you are here. For your connections with others' energies and your own transpire across all of your reality. You understand?
Yes.
You have different types of relationships. Each are of your own choice. While we know that sometimes you have connections with others in work, school, and sometimes it feels like your family that you did not choose, we suggest that, in fact, all relationships you are engaged in at any time are from a choice that you make or have made in order to accomplish what it is you wish to see happen. You understand? So, the 30-second interaction you have with another in a public place or a store is not as random as you may consider on the surface. There is an underlying nature to the energy that brought you both together for that exchange that may indeed have a long-term effect on how you create what it is that you are doing in that moment. We have an example for you. as you have made friends that have come and gone. Sometimes there is a friend who comes to your world for a period of time that can change how you perceive a situation. This friend can be at school. This friend can be where you live. This friend can be one who helps you through a moment in the grocery store or the playground in a special circumstance. Do you understand?
Yes.
You have many, many, many friends that you may not be able to perceive at all times on the spirit side. You understand? Only some of you, in our experience, have the ability to actively perceive those friends and not have them interrupt your flow. You understand?
Yes.
We know, for example, that when there is one of you who has what is called a gift, that gift of friend you may encounter from the spirit side may or may not be a positive experience. There is a fascination in your realm with the experiences that feel positive and progressive and encouraging. You understand?
Yes. Hello, everyone.
You are continuing on the same subject, or would you like to switch?
The same subject.
Friends. What is a friend?
A friend is someone you know, or like you met and you guys like became best friends.
And how do you make a friend?
Respecting each other, being nice to each other, and, well, how they act.
And what is the best side of having a friend?
You have someone you can always rely on.
And how many friends do you need?
You can have as many friends as you want.
And is there always a better friend than another friend?
No.
Or all the same?
They're all the same.
We see you understand the nature of friends, for there is often confusion and a hierarchy that you create in your mind. However, all relationship is equal because you are here to accomplish what it is you have intended. Do you understand?
Yes.
And what do you do when a friend is no longer helping you?
You find someone else.
We say this is wise advice from you. When a friend is no longer accommodating your best interests to accomplish what it is you wish to create, you have the ability to choose, just like all other aspects of your journey. You may simply choose with clarity to alter that friend's influence in your choices. You understand?
Yes.
This is one of great consternation that we encounter almost every day in our sessions with your dad. The nature of relationship and your own progress is one that we often try to share the best help for each of you. So we are pleased you are following this line of questions, for it can make a large difference in how each of you experience both your small moments and your larger result from your time here. You understand?
Yes.
Your choice to engage in a relationship of any kind that does not help you advance toward your purpose is one we suggest you consider examining carefully. This is not a light matter, for the influence of another's energy that is not positive, that is not supportive, can have an effect that can echo through your entire experience. Do you understand?
Yes.
We say friendship, relationship is equal to choice, and your choices have everything to do with how you experience this realm.
Hi, this is Kai Clay. Thank you for listening to our episode. We're excited to share the answers that Sarah asked Bahlon this week from our listeners. If you're listening to this and you hear Sarah or Bahlon speaking in light language, the language of light from the cosmos, and it's something that's new to you and you'd like to learn more, please go back to episode 1 or episode 2, where we spend a significant amount of time talking about light language. We're aware this is new for some of you. While it may be interesting, you may have questions, but we don't want to always just explain the same thing in every episode. Thank you again for listening. Please subscribe. Please let us know what you think. And go to our website, spiritualmindcenter.com, where you'll have access to all of our content, to our regular blog posts, to Sarah's lessons in light language for kids, and of course, please tune in every week. Thank you.
Hello, Bahlon.
You are talking about the nature of how your choices affect each of your trajectory. Do you understand?
Yes.
The question around friends is one truly of how you engage with all the energy you encounter. The friend represents a situational choice that you can make as to how you will progress. You may choose a friend, for example, that will rocket your life forward as a mentor, a guide, a companion, a partner. We also see that you may choose a friend that will interrupt how you progress by creating a block, or a diversion, or a distraction from how you are living. Do you understand?
Yes.
We see many of you experiencing great pain and confusion, for you have formed an attachment that you have deemed to be of significance. And this attachment is causing you to lose your focus, lose your power, lose your very orientation. And in this choice, the entire energy that is coming for you can often slow down. Do you understand?
Yes.
We hope to engage with you more deeply on this subject, for we often see that some of you have tremendous potential, tremendous opportunity, tremendous intent that which you created. However, because you have chosen others to be involved closely in your own journey. This can stop all the energy that was part of your intent as a fail-safe switch, a protective measure. For those who are close to you are often like a sucker who is looking to remove the energy that you bring to everything you do. You understand?
Yes.
And this creates a sideways journey for you that often is extremely painful, for it creates confusion, it creates heartbreak, it creates the feeling that you are disconnected from your true purpose. And we would like to share that when you feel this way, regardless of your circumstance, to take a moment and examine your choices, for often the cause, the root of all of these issues for you is based upon the choices you have made and those that remain an influence in your activities. You understand?
Yes.
We say thank you and look forward to again soon.
At this point in the show, we'd like you to engage directly with us in a short guided meditation where Sarah and Bahlon will speak in light language designed to bring peace and meditation and focus to you while you listen. Did you know that light language is also known as language of the angels? It is said to remove energy blockages. And although it is recorded, the energy is still the same. So close your eyes, relax, put yourself in a place however you feel best. For the next couple minutes, we will take you on a journey to the highest place we can bring through light language. Thanks for joining us this week on True Future. Make sure to visit our website, spiritualmindcenter.com, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or via RSS, so you'll never miss a show. If you like this show, you might want to check out our new book, Stepping Aside, Getting Out of Your Own Way to Reach Your Full Potential. It's basically the story of my interdispersed with wisdom chapters directly from Bahlon.
Bahlon is available for private coaching sessions with my dad. Just go to our website and a calendar is easy to book. Our kids can join their family light circle, or I will do weekly lessons in light language and other cool topics. Just the kids like me.
Ha ha ha!